forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 51. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 11, highs around 35. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation says the Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service are staffing up field offices as fast as possible as COVID infection rates drop. Bonnie said 800 of 2,800 field offices went from 25 to 50% staff this week because of falling infection counts. FSA and NRCS have been adjusting to the staffing levels at the beginning of each week, but he says the agencies may be making changes more frequently moving forward. He said the good news is we can go really quickly as soon as the data changes. He also said the $1 billion in climate projects the department will fund this year will benefit agriculture across the country, as well as farms of all sizes. He said we want to have a portfolio at the end of the day that covers a broad suite of crop, livestock, forestry, and producer types. Some projects could scale up existing programs, while others may be brand new, like developing a climate-smart beef product for a local market. For now, the administration is steering away from using the projects to develop standards that could then be used in labeling or registering low-carbon products. USDA raised product labeling as a potential goal when it solicited input in the initiative last year. Ag Secretary Vilsack tacked up the idea of green labeling while attending the COP26 Global Climate Conference in Glasgow in November. Brazil's soybean harvest chugging along, albeit somewhat delayed and weaker than expected, but U.S. soy export sales of old crop and new crop beans remain robust in the last week of January, according to the latest data out from USDA. The Foreign Ag Service reports export sales of U.S. soybeans for delivery in the 21-22 marketing year totaled 1.6 million metric ton, a 46% increase from the previous week, 81% increase over the previous four-week average. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Senate President Ty Masterson and the Kansas legislature announced on Thursday that three other senators, all Republicans, would be removed from their committees or demoted. The announcement came in a press release from Masterson's office stating that the following changes would be made to standing committees effective immediately. Senator Dennis Pyle, Senator Mark Steffen, and Senator Alicia Straub, all three Republican senators, voted against the veto override decision for Senate Bill 355 on February 7th, leading some to believe that the recent announcement from Masterson was done in retaliation. The Wichita Fire Department says no one was hurt in an overnight duplex fire in southeast Wichita. It happened just after 1 a.m. this morning in an area just south of Kellogg and Oliver. Crews told Cake News that it was fully engulfed when they arrived, but it only took about 20 minutes to get the flames under control. Some neighbors did have to be evacuated temporarily, but no one was hurt. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
According to the Leavenworth County Attorney's Office, a former volleyball coach has pleaded guilty to one count of sexual exploitation of a child. Levinson Gibson, a 27-year-old from Smithville, entered his plea in Leavenworth County District on Thursday. The County Attorney's Office and KCTV-TV previous reportings state that Gibson was a coach for Dynasty Volleyball Academy in Kansas City, Kansas. The County Attorney's Office states that Gibson solicited pictures of a 15-year-old girl through Snapchat. She was a volleyball player. The former Brookville Hotel property at Abilene is scheduled for a bank foreclosure sale next week. The historic restaurant, which moved from Brookville to north of I-70 at Abilene in 1999, is scheduled to be sold at 10 a.m. on Monday in the new lobby of the Dickinson County Courthouse. The Brookville Hotel had ceased being a hotel and focused on its famous chicken dinners long before it moved to Abilene. The appraisal value of the Brookville Hotel property is $636,000. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a small plane has made an emergency landing in a harvested cornfield in Nebraska after its engine went out. Lincoln Fire and Rescue, Waverly Fire, and Southeast crews responded to the crash at around 8 o'clock last night east of Lincoln. KLKN-TV reported that the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said there were two male passengers on the plane and both had minor injuries. Scanner reports said the plane had to deploy its parachute. The Federal Aviation Administration is expected to investigate. Authorities have identified a Grand Island man who died when he fell into a baler at work. The Hall County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Gavin Schwartz died in the agriculture accident. First responders were called Monday afternoon to Mid-Nebraska Disposal about 3 miles west of Grand Island, and arriving deputies found Schwartz seriously injured. Investigators said he had fallen into a baler machine and had become stuck. He died later at a Grand Island hospital. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum Service, Maximum Value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Marysville High School graduate, Jeff Edwards, will serve as principal for USD 223 at Lynn next school year, replacing Kathy Locke, who resigned suddenly and left the district in December. A Bethany graduate with a master's from Baker University, Jeff Edwards has over 20 years in education and coaching, with the past 9 years at the Clay Center Schools. An injury accident last Friday afternoon south of Summerfield closed K-99 for a period of time. A Texas man lost control of a semi-truck he was driving, which overturned near Indian Road shortly after 2 p.m. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, where he was treated and released. Last Sunday, the Morroville and Washington fire departments were dispatched to a structure fire at 2155 Morroville Boulevard. No immediate details available. Even as active COVID cases locally continue a rapid decline, with Washington County earlier this week reporting numbers nearly half of those a week earlier, and CMH in Marysville on Wednesday announcing the hospital currently has zero COVID-positive patients for the first time since September, KNDY lost one of our own this week to COVID complications. Jen Horn, who had been transferred 3 weeks ago to the KU Med Center, passed away Wednesday afternoon. She had been battling issues since early January and suffered a massive stroke while initially a patient at the local hospital. She was taken off a ventilator with significant lung damage and leaves as survivors her husband Wyatt and teenage son Nathan, sophomore at Marysville High School, as well as her parents Bob and Karen Smith, formerly of Marysville. Jen Horn was a radio host for the KNDY Party Line and served as office manager and sales representative for the past 5.5 years. Services are pending. A fundraiser toward medical and travel expenses for the family was established earlier online through social media, and contributions may also be left with First Commerce Bank in Marysville. State Senator Elaine Bowers is a guest on our public affairs program this weekend as she outlines her priorities and upcoming legislation that may be considered. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. My One and Only, a musical duo featuring Ben and Cassie Wilson from Nashville, are touring Marshall County as part of a 3-week artist-in-residence program hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. They're conducting workshops with students, sharing with local musicians, and giving a series of public performances. Their contemporary form of music incorporates various elements of American music. The Sunday worship schedule includes Blue Rapids United Presbyterian Church, 10 a.m., Beatty United Methodist Church, 10:30, performing original as well as traditional favorites. The public is welcome. Performance is also planned on Saturday evening at the Opera House in Waterville beginning at 7:30, and they will perform during a casual get-together on Wednesday, 9 to 11 a.m. at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort. The couple spent a week in Marysville, a week in the Blue Rapids and Waterville communities, and a week planned in Frankfort, and are exploring other parts of Marshall County. The schedule is on the Art Cooperative's Facebook page, Marshall County Arts Cooperative, or phone 785-859-4260 for more information. The duo was in Marysville last week and shared talents with local students.
Well, that first off, that was one of our favorite parts of what we've done here in Marshall County so far. We were a part of a few of the classes. We were a part of a entrepreneurship class with Miss Sandman, and also a English, kind of a creative writing English, couple of those classes too. And basically, you know, we have our own business, and so we were sharing just kind of how that goes, the struggles that we have, the successes that we've had, and answering some questions about the students over there who are interested in having their own businesses or on the fence about it. And we were also delving into some creative aspects too with our songwriting process and where songwriting ideas come from and how to formulate those. And one of the funnest parts was we actually wrote a small 4-line song with each of the classes we were a part of. And we recorded that at the end of each class. And so that was a fun exercise that we did with the students.
Gail Ann Meyer, age 66, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Facebook page. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery at Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family, great friends Friday from 6 until 8. With a rosary at 7 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gail Meyer. Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Juanita Bush. Marvin D. Satoff, age 89, passed away February 5th. Funeral service Saturday, 2:30 at the Zion State Line Lutheran Church, rural Hollenburg. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 at the Gertrude Meyer Funeral Home of February, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Satoff. Betty J. Mann, age 96, of Beatrice, formerly of Blue Springs, passed away February 8th. Funeral service Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Mann.
Like a young boy turns to daddy, to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
You'll hear a little bit of country, folk, bluegrass, blues, and rock and roll when my one and only, the musical duo from Nashville, presents two free concerts in Marshall County. The singer-songwriters will tell their stories and share their Americana music Saturday, February 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Waterville Opera House. Complimentary beer and wine will be served. You can also experience their heartfelt harmonies Saturday, February 19th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Highway 9 Pizza and Grill in Frankfort. Both free live performances are brought to you by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to stay fairly mild throughout the day today before cooling off throughout the overnight hours. Strong northwest winds will pick up in the afternoon, causing temperatures to drop throughout the day. Temperatures will stay much cooler throughout Friday night and slightly cooler throughout Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Northwest winds will pick up in the afternoon between 20 and 25 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. And north winds continuing overnight tonight between 10 and 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Skies will clear up as we head into Saturday and stay fairly mild throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 44, record high on this day 77. The average low 21 and the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:24, sunset this evening at 5:59.
Necessity is the mother of invention, and so are mothers. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 11th. It is the 42nd day of the year and the anniversary of Thomas Edison's birth in 1847. Where are today's inventive geniuses? There's ample evidence that modern-day mothers are the mothers of invention. Even in the 1800s, mothers were producing an extraordinary list of creative solutions to everyday problems. Things like alphabet blocks, the baby jumper, and the folding crib. The snuggly infant carrier, disposable diapers, and the flexible kite were patented by mothers of the mid-20th century. And modern-day moms have given us the Ansa bottle, Baby Einstein videos, and Barney the Purple Dinosaur. So instead of getting exasperated with your next kid-related problem, get creative. You could be the next mother of invention. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more wit and wisdom online at almanac.com.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Nothing makes a girl happier than chocolate, and Elsie Grace's in Frankfort has chocolate. Chocolate fudge recipes that are sure to please anyone, by the piece or by the pound, put together your Valentine's favorites. And of course, there's many other gift ideas you can choose from as well at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Dick Vermeil will finally get his bust in Canton. The Super Bowl winning coach will be inducted into the Hall of Fame as a member of the class of 2022. Vermeil was a head coach for the Chiefs for five seasons from 2001 to 2005. In 2003, Vermeil was honored as the Maxwell Football Club Coach of the Year after leading the Chiefs to a 13-3 record and an AFC West title. Vermeil was also the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles and the St. Louis Rams. He helped orchestrate one of the greatest offenses in NFL history while with the Rams, nicknamed the greatest show on turf. The Rams won Super Bowl 34 in 1999. The Wichita State Shockers return to Coke Arena Saturday night for a 7 o'clock tip against South Florida. South Florida, 7-15 overall, 2-8 in the American. Wichita State is 12-9 overall, 3-6 in the American. The game will be broadcast on ESPNU. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas's Allen Fieldhouse is one of the toughest road environments in college basketball. No one knows this better than Oklahoma, which faces the number 8 Jayhawks on Saturday in Lawrence, Kansas. The last time the Sooners won at Kansas, back in 1993, Billy Tubbs was coaching Oklahoma. Kelvin Sampson never won there during his tenure with the Sooners. Neither did Jeff Capel or Lon Kruger. Oklahoma's lost 20 games in a row there. Now it's Porter Moser's turn to give it a try. The Jayhawks are 19-4 overall, 8-2 in the Big 12. The Sooners are 14-10 overall, 4-7 in the Big 12. Game time is set for noon on Saturday. It'll be broadcast on CBS. Kansas State visits the Iowa State Cyclones after Nigel Pack scored 31 points in Kansas State's 75-60 loss to the Baylor Bears. The Cyclones have gone 12-3 at home. Iowa State is 1-1 in one-possession games. The Wildcats are 4-7 in Big 12 play. The game is set for a 3 o'clock tip in Ames, Iowa. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and as expected, Twin Valley League basketball is going to be highly contested until the final night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. As teams try to earn some key wins down the stretch, the TBL Spotlight will keep you up to date on all of the happenings throughout the league. The TBL Spotlight podcast on KNDYRadio.com.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Clay Center. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Centralia. Hanover travels to Donova West. Lynn is host to Wetmore. Diller O'Dell is at Friend. And Southern tips off at Thayer Central.
Maybe you had a piggy bank as a child, or perhaps you still do. In a moment, I'll take you to the place where the piggy bank was born. It all began with a boy, a pig, and an important need in the world. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the early 19-teens, the Chapman family, living in White Cloud, Kansas, heard a speaker, Mr. Danner, from the American Leprosy Association, speak about helping children who had leprosy in foreign lands. Mrs. Chapman set a goal to donate $250 to the cause, but when she was $25 short, her young son Wilbur decided to take some of his savings and purchase a piglet that he could sell to get the rest of that needed money.
And then after he became a hog, he was sold. Wilbur donated the $25 to finish up his mother's promise of $250.
Linda Maris says Wilbur Chapman wrote a letter to Mr. Danner along with the $25 from the sale of his pig. Mr. Danner was moved by what the boy had done and shared word of it through a Sunday school pamphlet the Leprosy Association sent to churches.
So he put that letter and the story in that magazine and sent it to all the Sunday schools. And then the American Leprosy decided that they would make piggy banks and send them to Sunday school so the children could put money in it to collect to send back to the American Leprosy Association.
And that event is said to be the birth of the piggy bank that we know today. The pig was also immortalized in a classic children's book.
He named the little pig in Charlotte's Web Wilbur for Wilbur Chapman.
Author E.B. White chose Wilbur as the name of the pig, even though that was the name of the boy who raised Pete the pig here in White Cloud. And today, a monument in town recognizes what took place.
This monument was built in 1938 in honor of Wilbur Chapman. This was put up by the American Leprosy Association.
You can come to this town on the banks of the Missouri River to see the monument to a boy who simply raised a hog to help those in need, and in turn helped create the piggy bank and a pig named Wilbur in the book Charlotte's Web. Traveling the countryside in White Cloud, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
For Valentine's, Owens Originals has flowers, candy, green and blooming plants, balloons, stuffed animals, and Washington clay pottery. You're sure to find something unique and affordable for all of your Valentine's at Owens Originals, and they'll deliver. Just call or stop by for details. Owens Originals Florist on the Square in Washington.
Now is a good time to prune your gnarly old apple tree. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Pruning adds light in the canopy, which will produce higher quality apples as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
My neighbor has three big old apple trees, and I don't think they've ever been pruned. Oh, they still produce apples, but the fruit is very small and low quality. Old trees can bear nice fruit if they're given the right pruning and TLC. Peter Hurst is a horticulture professor at Purdue University. He says neglected trees become overgrown to the point where the center of the tree is shaded out. To rejuvenate apple production, you have to get fruit buds out of the shade.
That's the whole key to the whole deal. Because when you have light, you get these strong fruiting buds producing good quality fruit. If you don't have light, you're going to get those weak buds and poor quality fruit. And whatever system you have, this is what we're trying to achieve, right? There's lots of different ways of putting it together, but this is the bottom line.
He recommends taking out a couple of big branches to get the light in. It creates a hole in the canopy, sunlight gets into that hole, and illuminates all the branches around it. But don't prune out too much in 1 year because it'll reinvigorate the tree and it'll grow like crazy. That's not what we want.
And so in trees like we're talking about, I would say take out 2 or 3 big cuts per year. And big cuts, I'm not talking 1 inch. I'm talking 3 inches, maybe 4 inches, large cuts in those trees. Next year, you take out the next 2 ugliest branches. And the next year, you're kind of like, well, most of these ugly branches are gone, and now I can get them into more detail. But in the meantime, over those couple of years, new branches have grown with high-quality fruit buds.
Pruning an old tree will lead to higher yields and better quality fruit, but the tree is still old and probably past its prime. Plant some new trees nearby, and you'll have nice apples to pick in the years to come. Learn more about keeping big old apple trees productive at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Mary's.
America's soybean farmers are helping to fuel the fuel business. More to come on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at sibotechnologies.com/carbon.
The soybean's role in the renewable fuels arena is expanding rapidly. Mike Youngerberg with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council says soy blends of home heating fuel are catching on.
Putting in new natural gas lines or other forms of heat for home heating is a real challenge in neighborhoods that have been there for a long, long time. So bioheat is the answer for a lot of reduction in greenhouse gas and carbon in that heating space.
Youngerberg says railroads are more interested in using lower carbon fuel blends as well.
The railroads in the U.S. over the past number of years have wanted less than 5% biodiesel in their locomotives. They're now trying to figure out and explore blends over B20 to address lower carbon requirements by the shippers on their lines and delivery people.
Youngerberg says soybeans are poised to take advantage of this heightened interest in sustainable fuels.
For decades, we have seen struggles with oversupply, low prices, but now we're definitely starting to see supply changes develop as innovation and expansions continue to happen in the renewable space almost daily now.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Tuesday today. Still a lot of red on the board for the grains and the livestock right now, but we did see some new news come out according to the European Union with their accumulated imports for the last week ending on the 25th of November, with corn imports at the EU totaling 5.17 million metric tons. That was up slightly from the previous week of 4.79 million metric tons, so good news on that front. And the soybean imports They did total just over 5 million metric tons as well. That was just up from the 4.7 from the previous week. And the soybean meal imports sat at near 5.88 million metric tons. That was dramatically up from the previous week of 2.11 million metric tons imported for the soybean meal into the European Union. But we are still seeing some red numbers mostly across the board as we see a bit of a reset in the markets today. As we have corn still down right now 15 points, sitting at 566. Kansas City wheat for December also down 29.5 right now at 824.5. So bad news there. In the bean market, January's down 21.75 at 12.19.75. Bean meal sees a little bit of green, up 0.5 cent right now at 3.48.20. And the bean oil for December down by $3.56, sitting at 54.70. Over in the livestock market, we're still seeing a lot of red here. We saw some green slowly pop up for a bit, but it didn't last too long. December live cattle down 1.02 at 135.90. The feeder cattle for January down 87 cents at 164.85. And the lean hogs are down by 7 cents right now, sitting at 72.32. In the stock market, mostly red here. NASDAQ was up a while ago, but we've seen a big drop down right now. Dow Jones is down by 567 points at 34,568. We see the S&P down by 71 points at 45.84. And the NASDAQ that was in the green is now down by 249 points in the red at 15,532. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now at Rusty at Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty at Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all? We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per thousand finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lawmakers still far apart from an agreement on spending for fiscal year 2022, more than 4 months into the budget year. So the House is going to take up yet another stopgap spending bill to keep the government funded through March 11th. The measure will extend provisions of the continuing resolution passed in December that was set to expire on the 18th of this month. The new extension needed not just to keep government funding, but also maintain the legal authority for some programs, including the livestock reporting system at the USDA. Appropriations Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro said the country needs a government funding agreement to create good-paying jobs, grow opportunity for the middle class, protect the national security. She said the close-reaching framework of government funding still needs some additional time to complete the legislation in full. Now, unless Congress can eventually agree on funding for fiscal year 22, lawmakers will have to pass a full year CR that would freeze funding at the 2021 levels. A group of ag state lawmakers introduced the Connect Unserved Americans Act this week. The bipartisan legislation seeks to ensure that USDA targets funding through the ReConnect program to areas most in need of reliable broadband service. Additionally, it would enhance the coordination between the Fed and disbursing broadband funding to prevent the overbuilding of existing broadband networks at taxpayers' expense. South Dakota Republican John Thune, one of the lawmakers who introduced the legislation, said the bipartisan legislation would help bridge the digital divide by ensuring federal broadband funding goes to truly underserved areas. In October of 21, Thune and Minnesota Democrat Tina Smith co-led a bipartisan letter urging Ag Secretary Vilsack to continue to grant awards to areas where there is a higher percentage of unserved households. The lawmakers also asked Vilsack to increase USDA's coordinating efforts with other agencies administering broadband programs to give equal treatment to all applicants. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Shop the President's Day sale event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Deals so good you can't pass them up. Don't miss this limited time offer at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Find out more by stopping by or go online at twinriv.com. Check their used vehicles too, including cars and trucks. A tremendous selection at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Again, go online to twinriv.com or stop by today.
Farming practices that encourage wildlife have layers of environmental benefits that include improving soil health and water quality on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Ago, farmland around the country was teeming with wildlife, including birds, butterflies, and mammals, because diversified crops and production practices allowed for healthy habitats. Today, the wildlife is disappearing due to factors such as intensive farming practices and homogenization. However, coupling habitat conservation with efforts to improve water and soil health also shows promise in restoring farmland wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says there's a lot of potential in native plants and natural features.
Things like wetlands, grasslands, strategic integration of perennials or pasture, and other natural features are the areas where we stand to make real gains for wildlife habitat. More engineered solutions or solutions related to application of nutrients or the management of nutrients in field, although very important, are not the areas where we see a lot of potential for secondary wildlife impacts.
Riparian buffers, which are natural vegetation along the edge of a stream bank, help control erosion and prevent pollutants from getting into the water. Wildlife like these areas for moving from one place to another.
Wildlife, as a general rule, like to be able to move through different environments throughout their life history. And so connections between different parcels can be important. And also, diversity tends to increase with the size of a patch. And so we find that larger, more continuous patches like riparian systems could be an area to make real meaningful gains from farmland wildlife.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about restoring wildlife on the farm at agriculture.com.
Whether it's a paint touch-up, installing shelves, landscaping, building a fire pit, or building a barn, you'll find all the materials, tools, hardware, and paint at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They are here to help you with small or large projects and seasonal home maintenance. Stop by Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and let them help you with your project supplies. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 8 to 3. Thank you for buying local.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We are still seeing some mostly higher numbers in the grain markets as we go through the afternoon here, with corn, wheat, and soybeans still mostly higher across the board. Livestock dipped into the red a while ago, and they're kind of maintaining it in that negative territory right now. We'll see what happens as we get closer to the close here in just a little bit. In the corn market right now, we see March corn up by 2.5 cents, sitting at 6.44 1/4. Things have kind of slowed down and been pretty stagnant for the last little bit. Kansas City wheat still moving further into the green slightly, up 10 cents right now for the March at 8.11 even a bushel. And the soybeans, March beans are up 8 cents right now at 15.82 1/4. The meal for March has seen some growth at $4.40 at 4.58 1/4 and 20 cents, with the oil for March up by 52 cents at 65.03. Still a little bit of green here in the cotton, but they've slowed down pretty dramatically as well. March cotton is up 4 cents at 125.70. The canola is down by $9 at 10.10 and 80 cents for the March. In the oats market, March down right now 13 3/4 at 742.5. That is breaking that 2-week streak that the oats have been seeing with mostly higher numbers there. Livestock, they started off mostly higher on the board for the beginning of the day today, but we've seen them dip into the red just a little bit ago, and they've kind of maintained and slowed down as well towards the end here, with February live cattle down 52 cents at 141.82. We have the feeder cattle for March right now down by 40 cents at 166.35. Lean hogs are still kind of mixed on the board, with February lean hogs down by in the green by 45 cents at 90.62, and the April down by 82 cents at 102.60. Stock market, they have dipped into the red a while ago, and they're moving further down, with the Dow Jones currently down in the red right now, 124 at 35,116. The S&P is down by 45 points at 44.58, and the NASDAQ in the red by 222 points at 13,000 at 965. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, we're celebrating President's Day all month long with a better way to buy. Receive the presidential treatment with a promise of exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, and transparent pricing. And February is the month to take advantage of the market and get a sweetheart of a deal, while every trade-in, including yours, is at its peak value. Worried you won't find the right new Kia for you? Midwest Kia has that problem solved for you, as we have over 200 new Kias available today. All with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. It's all part of reimagining the way a car dealership should be at Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. It's a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and receive the presidential treatment and a sweetheart of a deal. You'll see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Soother Building Supply is proud to support the Seneca FFA and its leaders, who provide the hands-on training, confidence, and education that ensures young members a smooth transition into the world of agriculture, manufacturing, natural resources, and sciences. From your friends at Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available, and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
KNDY.
Susan. It's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TOOL for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TOOL to earn 25 cents a gallon or more on your first tank. That's code TOOL.
To limit the risk for a heart attack, Beatrice Community Hospital encourages listeners to eat foods low in saturated fat and cholesterol and exercise 30 to 60 minutes at least three times a week. And remember, a healthy heart makes a happy heart. A healthy message from Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.